University of Colorado.
United Arab Emirates sent its first mission to Mars, the Hope Mars mission, on July 19th. The Hope spacecraft launched from the Tangashima Space Center in Japan and is expected to reach Mars in February of 2021. Although the launch is more than 6,000 miles from Colorado, the University of Colorado Boulder played a major role in putting Hope into orbit. Today on CU on the Air, we're joined by CU President Mark Kennedy and by CU Boulder Professor Dan Baker, who is the Director of the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics, or LASP as it's known. Welcome, President Kennedy and Professor Baker.
Good to be with you, Ken.
I want to start out, I think we're talking a little bit about the science of the mission here as we got started, but to me, space exploration is certainly about science, but it's also about the imagination. Maybe each of you could tell me how your imagination was captured by space exploration. Professor Baker, I'd start with you.
Well, first, thank you again for having me join you here, and it's a delight to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is space. I would say that space has been on my mind for a very long time, but the Hope mission in particular has been something of a departure. Of course, as you mentioned, we always think about the science that we're going to accomplish with a space mission. We also think about the engineering. We think about how we will design and build and test complex hardware that's going to go into space. We think about how we're going to get the data back. But this mission was different. We were working with new partners in the United Arab Emirates. We were working with young people with whom we were not so familiar before. For this, there were social elements, societal elements. There were more personal kinds of concerns. There was also political concern, I suppose you could say, in a way. And there were economic questions. How do we make arrangements for such a program that we simply hadn't carried out before? So in many ways, I saw this mission as both an interesting and a very exciting departure from the way we had learned to do business over the last decades at LASP. And I think what I can say now is that we are very pleased with the way things have gone. We think that this has shown that there is a new way. And in many ways, it's shown, I think, that the United Arab Emirates deserves a seat at the international table. And it shows that the University of Colorado and the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics are almost unique in the world in our ability to really carry out innovative and novel kinds of space programs. But I would also ask President Kennedy to talk about the way he saw it from his perspective.
Well, I would say from capturing imagination that as a youth, space captured my imagination. I was conscious of some public affairs when John F. Kennedy called us to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade, and my youngest brother is named after Neil Armstrong. So going to the Kennedy Space Center has always been an obligatory tour of every generation of our family. But the thing about this that I thought was most interesting was part of what UAE was looking for out of this mission was to have that similar capturing of the imagination of people across their nation, their people being excited that this could be them, that they could pursue careers in science and space exploration, and that it would inspire generations in their region as it has in our region. And so that's part of the thing about this mission that I find particularly captivating.
I think you're absolutely right. And I'm so proud, I'm so pleased of the successes we've had to this point and how successful the program has been in the sense that you say that we really have been able to show a whole nation, a whole new generation of young people that there is a different way, that there is another path that can be followed, and that there is really can be success in this complex world of space exploration. Absolutely true.
Where were each of you during the launch of the Hope Mars mission, Professor Baker?
Well, I had hoped, as I have been for many space missions that I've been part of, I'd hoped to be at the launch site, or failing that, to be at the operations center or the primary operations center. So I would have hoped to have been either in Japan or possibly in Dubai with our Emirati colleagues. because of COVID-19, that was not possible. And instead, there was planned a virtual event at LASP and here at the University of Colorado. And it really stretched over to Dubai and to Japan, as a matter of fact. We had worldwide connections. We shared some of the history of how the mission came about. And we had a real celebration of the roles and the partnerships that had developed during this program. So I was right here in Boulder, sitting very much as I'm sitting right now in front of a laptop monitor. But I really felt I was part of the worldwide society that was cheering on the mission to Mars.
Where were you, President Kennedy?
And I was hoping that I could make it to Japan as well. One of my grandsons lives at the Marine Air Base in Iwakuni, Japan, so it would have been great to be there with one grandson. But instead, I was with my other two grandsons that, because they closed the parks in Brazil, they had spent some time in Texas. We watched it live. We watched the prelude that was hosted by CU, as well as bringing in many of the people from UAE, and we watched the launch from Japan live. In fact, my grandchildren that are like 3 and 5 made me watch it over 7 times. They were just thrilled and enamored by it. What a fascinating display to have a satellite built in great part with the expertise of CU in collaboration with the UAE launch from Japan. That says a lot of good things about all parties involved.
Professor Baker, I remember discussions about this mission at the university 7-8 years ago. Has CU been involved in it from the outset?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for that question. I can just recount sort of briefly the history of this. I remember in late 2013 or early 2014, I was asked by some colleagues whether it would be possible for a group of young people from the United Arab Emirates to come and visit LASP and to really see how we carried out our space programs. And I was curious why that might be. And they said that, well, they were thinking about a mission and that they really wanted to see how we carried out planetary exploration. So a group of, I think, about 4 youngish engineers came from the UAE to visit us. They went through our facilities on the CU campus. They told us that the community in the UAE had been pulled for ideas of how to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the founding of the country, and that they had put forward the idea of sending a mission to Mars to celebrate the founding of the UAE. I was intrigued by, as were all my colleagues, intrigued by this idea. The visit went, we thought, very well. And just a couple of weeks later, I got a letter from the head of the institute in the UAE saying that they were very interested in exploring ways that they might partner with us in this endeavor. They asked us for thoughts about what we might proposed as a scientific investigation. We understood that the University of California, Berkeley, got a very similar letter. They had also hosted this group from the UAE. In July of 2014, the UAE announced the formation of a space agency. They asked us for a 100-day report on what we would do, how we would carry out such a mission. Apparently, they liked the idea well, because by the end of the year, we had a handshake agreement. We had a will plan to proceed toward flight of a mission to Mars. We were off and running. The UAE could have gone to an aerospace company and purchased a spacecraft, or they could have gone to some of the large space agencies in the world. But they really saw, I think, what they liked here, which was like-minded people with whom they could form a genuine partnership. And I think they have been pleased from that day forward that they could really work with us in this hand-in-glove fashion to really carry out a truly meaningful scientific as well as engineering program, and one that made the kind of difference that President Kennedy was remarking on earlier.
President Kennedy, one of your predecessors as CU President, Arnold Weber, unfortunately passed away last week. But when he was here at CU, he really planted a stake in the ground saying CU was going to be a dominant institution as far as space science. And now Colorado is one of the top space industries in the nation. What is the role of a university president as far as moving this along the continuum?
Well, That's a great legacy for President Weber to be able to look back on as he's up there in planetary heaven looking down on us. And I would hope that we could continue that, because when you think about today, space is even more important than it was at that time. And just about everything we do in civilian life or in the way we keep our nation secure depends on space. So we need to make sure that we leverage the assets we've had. That's why I formed a national security task force, bringing people from across the campuses to work together to say, in space and other areas, how can we make sure that America stays in the lead and that we're able to harness the benefits of space in a peaceful way? We have phenomenal strength across Colorado, and we hope that we can keep Space Force based here in Colorado, in part by the kind of talent and discovery that we help them provide. So whether it be on the civilian exploration or making sure that we're keeping a place of peace, I think we need to call CU to even higher ground in this area.
Professor Baker, tell us about how CU students were involved in the construction of the HOPE spacecraft.
Well, actually, students in this program, as in virtually every one of our programs, had their fingers in all aspects. By last count, we had nearly 60 students, undergraduate and some graduate students, that were involved in the HOPE mission. This included early engineering studies. It has included, of course, many different aspects of the science and the science instruments. And now it involves students that are involved in the mission operations. And so this is the model that we think we've really pioneered and that we've been the great exponents of over time, has been that students can be actively involved. They can make extremely important contributions, and they can learn in a profound way how every aspect of space exploration really occurs. Not only CU students, of course, I might also say that there were many, many students on the Emirati side that also were actively engaged. And so student involvement, why do we do these things? Well, we do it, of course, for the science, we do it for the engineering, but we also do it to educate and train the next generation of people who are going to be the leaders in space going to the future. And the University of Colorado, and I'm very proud to say LASP, has played a role in this for virtually all of its existence, and I hope will continue well into the future.
Professor Baker, one of LASP's earlier successes was the MAVEN mission, which of course is still going on, the Mars Atmospheric and Volatile Evolution Mission. What are some of the successes you're seeing out of that?
Yes, well, in many respects, the MAVEN program was a stimulus for the young Emiratis to come and visit us back in 2014 that I told you about before. The success of a university-led mission to study Mars really indicated that this might be the place for the UAE to seek partnership. MAVEN has, of course, revolutionized our understanding of the interaction of the sun and the solar wind with the upper atmosphere of Mars. It has really helped to understand deeply how Mars went from being a warm, wet planet 3 billion years ago to being the cold and a much more desolate place that it is today. And it really has revealed a tremendous amount about the specific physical processes that are involved in that kind of evolution of a planet from one very different state to its present state. MAVEN has also, I think, illustrated how effective it can be to lead a mission in a university setting such as the one at CU. Very effective management, fiscal management, very effective scientific and engineering leadership, and a real commitment to all aspects of the program.
President Kennedy, you had a national op-ed a month or so ago about man's return to space, blasting off from U.S. soil in the SpaceX mission. What is the significance of both the return of men to space and the privatization of space exploration?
Well, first of all, I was thrilled to see it taking off from American soil. Our prior space flights have included a wide diversity of individuals, men, women, and those from other nations and other backgrounds and other nationalities and races, and we would expect that would only accelerate in the future. When you think about the privatization, it has sparked a lot of innovation that's going to give multiple options for people to explore the far reaches of space. The SpaceX, the Blue Origin, many others, Boeing, have stepped forward in a constructive way in coordination with NASA that I think is going to create a revolution in terms of the options we consider in space. So thrilled to see us launching men and women from America, thrilled to see the progresses that have been made in technology, and I expect that's only going to accelerate in the years ahead.
Professor Baker, CU Boulder is the number one public university in the country for NASA funding. Do you see successes like the ones you're having open doors for more, not only more federal funding, but private funding?
Yes, I certainly do. And I believe that in many ways, we're only as good as our last program. And so we're delighted to succeed. I would say that by having a success like this, we attract the interest, the attention of other nations, and we've had overtures from other countries that wonder how is this done and how might they possibly join. And we're very interested in exploring those things. But even in our domestic U.S. program, I remember when we were just getting underway with the UAE program, we went to talk to NASA and to NASA leadership. And I was concerned that they might think, well, why is a university group pursuing something like this? And I tried to emphasize that what we were trying to show is that there could be different ways of doing business. There might be less expensive, more effective ways of taking certain steps in space. And I think that's been borne out now. And so we are using the spacecraft bus, the basic spacecraft design that we have used for the Emirates Mars mission, which we call the Astrolabe bus. We're really now proposing that. We've proposed it for a number of smaller NASA missions. And we expect that our success with this is going to demonstrate that there's another way of carrying out programs, a less complicated, a more efficient way to carry out programs, and that we may very well have new missions to not only to Mars, but to other planets elsewhere in the solar system, using what we've learned with this UAE experience.
When you look at the privatization that has sparked innovation, it hasn't just been private companies. It's opening up doors for organizations like LASP, as we just saw with this collaboration with Emirates. I think there's a very important role for CU and LASP to play. And when you build success upon success, as LASP has done over the years, I think it only begets more success. Muscles that were exercised in this mission will be important to allow us to explore new and bolder challenges.
I'd like to emphasize what you said before, too, President Kennedy. As opportunities arise for private industry, academia to play bigger roles, I think they should be not only allowed, but should be encouraged to do the things that they can do well so that the agencies can use their resources and their people to do the most challenging that can't simply be done by any other means.
I liken it to what happened in telecom. Once upon a time, national organizations ran a country's telecommunications networks, and you got your phones, your phone service, and everything else from one organization. The innovation and sparking of creative ideas, a lot of which we could have never dreamed of before, resulted from opening up that door to a wider group of people to engage in innovation. And I think the same types of things that we've seen with the telecom, internet, high-tech activity that has sparked is on its way to us in space in the future.
The success of the Hope Mars mission and MAVEN shine a spotlight on the outstanding research and development happening at the University of Colorado. I'd ask you both what you feel is the value and benefit from that spotlight, President Kennedy.
Well, we are already one of the 10 largest public research university systems in the nation. And a lot of people don't know about all the good things that result from the discovery that we advance in healthcare and space and sustainability and basic sciences, in urban vitality and cybersecurity. So every time you get a chance to remind people of how much of the underpinnings of the prosperity and the better way of life that they're experiencing comes from university research is a good thing. And I think it also opens the eyes not just of donors from the government agencies, but also corporations and private citizens that may want to look to see you to be a source of solutions for whatever they find as the challenge they want to tackle.
I agree with those points. I also believe that the successes that we have in space or other areas attracts the best and the brightest students to come to us, and they're going to learn from us, but they're also going to teach us. I think they're going to bring the innovative ideas. Going back to a point we discussed a little bit before, but space in particular, I think, is an increasingly important part of everyone's daily life. I often, when I give talks in the public, I ask people to think about what would a day without space be like for you? What would you do if you didn't have the communication that space enables? What would you do if you didn't have the weather images that are taken from space? What would you do without all the things that are enabled by the space sector? So I think that our successes, the spotlight that's thrown on us, also allows us to reflect the point that space and basic research that springs from the university setting is really changing people's everyday life and is the ticket for much more success for our society in the future.
The Hope Mars mission was a model of collaboration. It was a collaboration with Arizona State University and Cal Berkeley, developed in Boulder in collaboration with the UAE, launched in Japan. Professor Baker, how are these peer and global connections important for advancing space research, and what's the impact of global relations?
Well, you know, there used to be many more university groups that were involved in space activities maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And there's been a diminishing number of universities that really have the capabilities we have at the University of Colorado to design, build, test, operate spacecraft. And so I think it's extremely important that we're able to work with some of the remaining spacefaring universities, Cal Berkeley, Arizona State, and we are doing that. It would be a shame, I think it'd be a tragedy, actually, if it ended up that there was only one or none of the universities in this nation that really had these kind of capabilities. And so rather than us worrying about creating competition, I think we should be thinking about creating more opportunities for more young people to be able to work in this exciting high-tech arena.
One of the interesting things I enjoyed seeing on my first day as president, when I got a chance to visit LASP, and Dan was nice enough to welcome us there, that we went in to talk to some students, and they were from all over the world, from India, from Israel, and others that LASP was engaging. So the collaboration and engagement with research partners in the United States is great, but I think we as a university in space and beyond need to look to what kind of collaborations can we do with our partners in Europe, in Japan, and in South Korea, and others, because they bring a lot of capabilities. They have the same challenges we do. And the more that we can pull together as a globe to take on global challenges is going to help us succeed.
Professor Baker, what's ahead for LASP?
Well, I believe we have a very bright future. As I mentioned, I think we've taken the basic lessons learned from this Emirates Mars mission and some of the technology that we've developed, the capabilities. We've never been a more capable organization than we are right now. I see many areas. I've spoken to President Kennedy about many of these, but space weather, space situational awareness, something that affects both the civilian sector and the national security sector. We have new programs that we've won since we started the Emirates Mars mission in the Earth System Science, the Libra mission, for example. We're going to be understanding the energy budget of the entire Earth and its atmospheric system. We have programs in development for planetary exploration to go to a moon of Jupiter called Europa. We also are in the final down select for a mission that's going to be studying exoplanets. You may recall that we operated the mission that really discovered thousands of new planets around other stars. And that mission has excited us about the possibility of extending our understanding to other systems. And of course, understanding our own sun and our space environment is very central to what LASP has been about for decades. And in all of this, I think we're going to, we hope, excite the next generation of young people and also do things that are beneficial to society as a whole.
President Kennedy, you talked about space exploration being a thread that's been running through your life since the early Mercury missions and now up through your grandchildren. What do you see ahead in space exploration, say, in the next decade or so?
Well, I think you're going to see an acceleration, as I mentioned, the breaking out the ability for more and more organizations, whether they be commercial entities or universities, to innovate and innovate with other nations, as happened with this most recent mission, is going to spark further advances. I think there's so many other things we need to do, though. The definition of space law is not as defined as it could be. Making sure that we keep space a place of peace is going to take a lot of work. This will further enhance opportunities for research and study and progress on space capabilities. So I think it's not a central industry to the nation perhaps today, but it will be a central industry in the future, not just an interesting thing on the side that people from time to time turn their attention to, but something that will be more and more the mainstream of higher understanding of how it impacts their lives and what opportunities it can open up for a better future.
Professor Baker, you just published an op-ed along with one of your colleagues in Space News. You touched on H.G. Wells and the War of the Worlds and an invasion from Mars, but you said the real invasion is COVID-19. You called it humanity's shared nightmare. You said we need a unifying, engaging, and compelling human endeavor to rally around, and that could be Mars. Do you think space exploration is, as you called it, our shared dream?
I really do. I believe that very much. And I believe that space has been a great attractor for decades, even before the Sputnik era of the late 50s. Space was exciting and attractive to people. And I think over time, space has continued to be very attractive. You know, human exploration is one facet of that. The robotic exploration that we mostly pursue at LASP is another. And for the last several decades, I think it's been the robotic exploration of the planets, the robotic exploration of our most important star, the sun. These have been crucial things. But I believe that when you ask young people what excites them, it can be dinosaurs or it can be space, but it really is these big ideas, these exciting ideas. And now I'm so delighted that the University of Colorado and our laboratory are helping to stimulate a whole new set of people and a whole new set of adventurers who want to really pursue the opportunities in space. And when you think about the fact that this can not only be a scientific enterprise, not only a technical design enterprise, but can also be so significant on the social and societal axes, I think it's very gratifying indeed.
Well, I think humanity could certainly use some shared dreams right now. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us. University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy. And CU Boulder Professor Dan Baker, the Director of the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
The University of Colorado comprises four campuses, Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora. To learn more about CU, go to www.cu.edu. Thanks to our producer, Kathy Buten, and audio engineer, John Arnold. I'm Ken McConlogue, and we'll see you on the air next month.
University of Colorado.